Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
She kissed a girl, but she liked it.
This was never the way I planned, not my intention. I got so brave, drink in hand, lost my discretion. It's not what I'm used to. Just wanna try you on. I'm curious for you. Caught my
Kiss a girl over the weekend, Seth?
I don't think so.
All right.
But I'm just trying to bring some more flair and pizzazz.
You brought it.
To my playlist, so.
I like that you danced all the way.
Yeah, you gotta sell it.
Flair and pizzazz, all right. All right, today's It's Okay, It's Not Okay. We know you guys are going to be okay with this. We're more interested in hearing if you ladies would be okay or not okay with this service we're about to bring to you.
It's time for another round of
It's Okay, It's Not Okay.
It's a news story from Bangor, Maine, I believe home of Stephen King. What up? A young lady who runs a semi-nude cleaning service was arrested for stealing underwear. The woman is the owner and operator of a business called Topless Cleaning. She was caught shoplifting undergarments from a local business. Bangor Police Sergeant Tim Cotton left a lengthy humorous post about the arrest on the police department's Facebook page. He said the woman had stolen garments that would fully cover, support, and contain much of what her business title promised her customers. He also said potential patrons should keep them their hands to themselves, leave other people's things alone, and be kind to one another. So we had Micah Rotunda reach out to a local lady who does some topless cleaning. Of course, Tampa's going to have a service like this. We're Tampa, after all.
Of course.
Now, Micah, is that a typo up on the screen, or are we going to speak to someone by the name of Chaotic Vaughn?
Oh, you got it right.
Do you prefer to be referred to as Ms. Chaotic, Ms. Vaughn, or the entire name Chaotic Vaughn?
The entire name, Chaotic Vaughn.
Chaotic Vaughn is on the line with us, and you have a topless cleaning service.
Yes, we have it's lingerie, topless, or fully nude.
Oh, all right. I imagine there are different price points for all that. What is a totally nude clean going to set me back?
That would be $129. So it will be lingerie $79, and then it will be topless $99, and fully nude is $129 an hour.
Oh, an hour. Oh, okay. I was going to say, yeah. I paid my lady $120, but she's there for like 4 hours cleaning the crap out of my place.
With all her clothes on.
Most of her clothes on. So this is...
Yeah, but that's an hour.
All right. Now, be honest with me here, Chaotic Vaughn. Do you really do a good job cleaning, or is it more for the lingerie or full nude show?
Well, actually, it's entertainment, but yes, we do clean also. So it's a must that is, you know, they call for cleaning. If not, the girls is not going to come over. So yes, it must be for cleaning, but we also entertain.
All right, I got you. And
so basically, like what we do is like we're cleaning your bathtub. Mm-hmm. You know, we're bending over naked or whatever, but you know, we're entertaining you by showing you what we have. So you know, both are both worlds.
All right.
Two are both worlds.
Will you clean my bathtub naked with me in it?
No, you cannot. We cannot do that.
It's my tub.
No, but the thing is, you can sit back and observe and watch, but it's no touching.
That's creepy.
And why is that crazy?
I mean, I should be able to negotiate whatever.
am I allowed to be naked while you're naked cleaning, Chaotic Vaughn?
Well, you can as long as you don't touch. So that's fine. I don't care. See, I'm the owner, so I set the rules. So if you
Can I touch myself?
That's what I was asking. Yeah, like I can't touch you or your girls, but am I allowed to touch? Am I allowed to polish my own?
Yes, you are.
Give me a little something extra to clean up.
Yes, you can. I don't have a problem with that. We don't have a problem with that. But yes, you can. As long as you don't touch the girl, that's fine. You can do whatever you want, as long as you do not touch the lady.
All right.
What's the most amount of guys that have watched you clean at one time?
It's only one gentleman per home, so it cannot be like a group session. If you go to the website, you will read all about it, but it's only one guy per home. It cannot be like a group or a party of individuals. No, we do not allow that.
All right, and what's the website that we can find you on, young lady?
It's KV New Cleaning, so that's kvnewcleaning.com.
Okay, all right, kvnewcleaning.com.
Do you use organic cleaning products?
Come on, Seth.
Organic? No, we're going to bleach your place down. I'm just joking. If you prefer organic cleaning as a product, then yeah, we will go to the Whole Foods store and get the product for you.
Yeah.
Oh, now we're talking.
Yes. Is this you on the website?
Correct. That's me.
Oh, she cute.
I'm cleaning the hell out of that shower.
Loofah and everything. We are on the phone with Chaotic Vaughn. She is the owner and proprietor of KV Nude Cleaning, where erotic meets cleaning.
When did you get into this business, Chaotic Vaughn?
Well, I actually got into it back in 2008, and then I stopped for a while to run other business. And then I just started about like a year ago and back into the cleaner business. So it was just something. I was in college or whatever, and I needed some extra cash. So I decided, instead of, you know, going out hoeing, which we cannot do, so I thought of that because I know that's fast money.
Mm. And how many different cleaning girls do you have in your stable? Are they do you have a number of different ethnicities? Is it mostly African-American Nubian queens like yourself? What are we talking about?
No, we have a variety, but we have like six ladies. So basically, like, when you ask for service, I send photos over and you select and choose which lady you prefer.
Oh man.
I get to select which lady I want, and I get to be naked while she's cleaning my place. This is great.
Yes.
Now, what if somebody wants to sit back and smoke a blunt while they watch you clean? If it's for medicinal purposes, is that okay?
I don't care what you do, as long as you do not touch the ladies. That's the bottom line, period. That's the rule.
All right.
If you want to smoke and enjoy the entertainment, that's fine. I do not care. As long as you do not touch the lady, because we don't want no harassment charges, no none of that.
Sure.
And we don't want no type of prostitution charges and or whatever.
No,
I just
types.
Don't want anything to, you know, come down on my business or whatever. So that's basically, you know, no touching the girl.
Okay, so let's say I have a woman coming over.
Uh-huh.
One of your girls coming over, and she decides that she wants me to touch her. Do I call you immediately?
And I decide that she will get fired.
Oh.
Well, we've decided we won't tell you.
And listen, long as what I don't know won't hurt.
Oh,
don't tell me, that's what it is. As long as I don't know about it. So, as long as, you know, whatever y'all do is off hours.
Yeah.
As long as it's not doing business hours. Y'all want to take it out the hour, that's fine. That's up to you guys. But not on business hours, as long as I don't know anything about
it. Hell yeah.
You guys clean the baseboards also?
We clean any and everything. It doesn't matter.
Wow. I mean, we get you for the hour. And now, do you ever get guys who call who just genuinely want their place clean, like really, really well? Or do most of them call because Chaotic Vaughn's going to send over a couple of naked honeys?
I think it's more so send over a few honeys.
Right. I understand that. It says their maids will be fully dressed upon arrival and immediately begin service based off of the package that you have purchased. No hotels, no motels, no group sessions. So you want to do it after the Bachelor or Super Bowl party, and certainly not during their day. Now, so they strip in front of me. Like, she comes over, she's got a little on, and then it's like, all right, time to clean. And she just pops off her clothes right in front of me?
Exactly.
Oh, man, that's
great. It's no time to waste any time. So once we walk in the door.
Man, that is amazing. I want to totally get this done.
I was over there doing something for Mike Calta. Did you get to ask how she got into this business?
She did it for a couple of years, then she took a couple of years off, then she needed some money. She didn't want to go hoeing out there.
Right.
So she started doing it again.
Oh, yeah. So did you ever clean with your clothes on, or you never went down that route?
No, when I got into the business, no, I never did it with clothes on, because I knew what can make more money than a regular cleaning service. So I knew I could make a lot of money doing it new, and I knew that men was going to, you know, that's something that's entertainment. Anything entertainment that has to do with sexuality, men's gonna call. So I'm like, okay, let me just make this quick money. So that's what I did. And the money was so overwhelming, I had to hire people or whatever. So, you know, but I end up, you know, stopping or whatever because of other issues or whatever. So now I'm back into it or whatever. So I hired ladies or whatever, and now we're ready.
Build a better mousetrap. So, Brother Kevin, a question for Chaotic Vaughn. That's with a KV.
Yes. So do you have any experience in exotic dancing?
I never danced before. Never.
Really?
Never dance. Okay. I'm just a businesswoman. Okay. I just know where the money's at. Let's just put it like that.
Damn right. In the upper right hand drawer. Micah Rotunda, a question for Chaotic Vaughn of KV Nudes Cleaning.
Chaotic, I wanna hear how you got your name, and do all of your girls have names? How do you come up with them?
I came up with my name from 2011. I created my name because, you know, everyone was, you know, start to create profiles on Instagram or whatever. So I'm like, okay, let me think of a name for my Instagram profile. Mm-hmm. So that's how I got my name. I'm like, okay, Chaotic. I'm kind of a little local, so let me just say Chaotic. And then my end name, you know, my name is Von Steele, so I say Chaotic Vaughn.
All right.
You are a businesswoman. You know how to brand yourself.
Let's get the studio clean this week.
I have multiple business. I'm very successful. So, that new cleaning, that's just one of the businesses.
What are the other businesses?
If you Google Chaotic Vaughn, you'll see. I have a lot of business.
Okay. All right. She sells stuff that she finds in people's houses and apartments. No, I'm just kidding with you.
No, I don't need to do all that.
All right. So I know normally it's like one guy at a time, but if we were to hire you to send a couple of girls over here to the radio station, you know, they'll be on camera. They'll be safe. They'll be in a building where, you know.
On camera's not a selling point.
Oh, that's true. What I'm saying is we're safe guys. Could the three of us guys and one girl, we won't take off our clothes or touch the ladies or anything, and I would pay to have our studio clean. Do you think that's something we can arrange for from you, Chaotic Vaughn?
I can arrange that. Let's email. I can arrange that. Let's have her.
Micah, reach out to her by email because I want to see like a number of girls that we can choose from.
Well, Mike, are you okay with setting up a topless cleaning service for the studio?
Nude.
I'll just set it up for a John Sinning day.
There you go. Set up for a day when you're not here. That's even better. Well, listen, Chaotic Vaughn, we're going to send you an email and we'll see if we can get these girls over here to clean our filthy studio.
Which email address do you have? You're going to send it to which email? I have chaoticvine@gmail.com and I have kvnewcleaning@gmail.com.
All of them.
I'll send them to all of them just to make sure it reaches you. Thank you, Chaotic Vaughn. I appreciate it very much. Congratulations on building a better mousetrap, and we'll talk to you soon, all right?
Okay, no problem.
kvnew.com, kvnewcleaning.com. Thank you very much. So, ladies, you okay or not okay with your man hiring a naked cleaning lady while you're not there?
Well, I've got the first lady checking in who happens to be my wife. She said, absolutely no way.
Absolutely no way?
Absolutely no way.
That doesn't leave a lot of wiggle room.
She said, we're going to stick with Gladys.
Oh. 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025.
Gladys does a phenomenal job.
Well, I'm sure, but I mean.
But that was really Chaotic Vaughn that was on the web. Man.
That's her.
We got to get her in here for Kevin's last day.
That's what I'm saying.
It will probably be my last. You know what? I was going to make a joke about her probably knowing where you can get your butt enhanced.
Right.
And then I went to one of her websites, kvbeautybar.com, and it says butt enhancement.
So she does butt enhancement.
Well, she does something.
Huh.
What do you think? You think the cleaning's pretty lackluster?
I would be very surprised if they're thorough.
If we said, like, hey, you're not doing that good of a job, put your pants back on and can you maybe you'll step it up that way. I'd be willing to negotiate for a clean studio.
Yeah, I would like a clean studio, but I'd also like a really hot naked. How hot do you think the girls are, though?
Here's the thing.
What?
I think they're pretty hot.
I think they're hot, but I think a girl cleaning makes her 2 to 3 points hotter on a scale of 1 to 10.
Totally agree with that. Totally agree with that.
I don't know that this service would be something I would do if I was a single guy.
Right.
Because I would feel creepy. Like, what's the benefit of having a woman in my bathroom naked cleaning.
Right.
And I'm in another room.
Well, you got to follow her. You're like, oh, you're
well,
going
yeah,
up the
but
stairs?
That's weird. Yeah. I'm just standing there.
Yeah,
like, clean that. No, clean that.
Like when Karen from Rockstar Cleaning is doing my place, I want to be out of the
out
house.
Out of her way. Right.
Like, I don't want to be in the living room when she's in the kitchen. I want to stay the hell out of her way.
Well, if you hire a nude maid, you're pretty much her assistant because you have to follow her around.
Here's your mop. Wow.
Yeah. So are we really going to book a studio cleaning?
I mean, what is it, $100 an hour?
The studio does need to be clean.
Filthy. Figure an hour's worth of cleaning for a naked girl?
Yeah.
I would spring for the full nude package at $129.
And how many women do we get for that?
One.
Oh, all right. Well, that's cool, right? Is this a two-lady job?
Well, I don't know. I need to see the ladies first. You don't have to email her. I'll email her, Micah. I got it. I want to see the catalog of women first.
You don't think Micah would be willing to set this up?
I don't want her to have to do that.
It's radio. She booked Chaotic Vaughn today. No problem. It was done in minutes.
Yeah, she cried afterwards.
Get her to throw in a couple of free butt enhancers. Do that in the studio. Nobody's doing that.
727-579-1025. Ladies, would you be okay with your man getting a nude cleaner while you are not at home?
Wow.
Drew Garabo Live. Who's this? Hello.
I was supposed to be talking off air.
Oh, who are you?
Robert.
What do you want?
Okay. I was my cousin. Her daughter died. She was murdered. She was 6 months old or something like that.
Or something.
It was on
like
Fox
that.
13 last night.
Did you know that we were talking about nude cleaning people?
Have you ever had a nude cleaning person, sir?
It's her boyfriend for the baby's death yesterday.
Oh, thank you. 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. Ladies, are you okay or not okay with your man?
Well, Micah, would you be okay with this? If you had a boyfriend, would you be okay if he said, hey, Micah, you know, you're out there working, you're doing some cooking demonstrations. I would like to hire a nude cleaning service to come by, and the place will look immaculate by the time you get home from Rollin' Oats.
Well, I was going to chime in anyways and definitely say not okay.
Okay.
My invisible man friend, you know.
Right.
I really like to have my house super clean anyways, so... If you keep it neat and tidy, you don't have to worry about your man going and hiring a nude cleaner.
That is true.
You know what I'm saying?
I hate to go down this road with you, but I have to. Would you be willing to do nude cleaning for your man?
If your man, your invisible boyfriend that you don't have, if he came to you and said, listen, babe, it would be awesome if you could start cleaning the house naked.
I'd be like, don't tell me what to do.
Well, I mean, he's asking. He's just asking you. He's not telling you what to do.
Oh, my goodness. Relationship's going nowhere.
He's merely making a request from you that when you clean, you do so naked because he likes the way you look in a French maid outfit.
If you're comfortable with someone naked, then it's no problem, I guess.
That's a yes.
Yeah.
Hi, Drew Garabo Live. Okay, thank you. 727-579-1025. I imagine there are ladies out there who work very, very hard. Who would be like, look, as long as the place gets clean, I don't care what she's wearing.
Look, if you trust your man, there could be 20 naked women in the house, and he's still okay.
Yeah.
But it's different, though, because it's a nude lady in your house with your man.
Yeah. But there's no touching.
No touching.
So you're good.
She's not allowed to touch, and you're not allowed to touch.
And your woman has to trust you that you can look at a naked woman.
Yeah, and I'm sure there's going to be no hanky-panky going on there.
No hokey-pokey.
I'm sure some women that probably feel like it's okay for a guy to go out to the strip club would feel differently about a nude woman cleaning the house right in front of her man.
This is the same.
The guy would definitely think it's a trap if he's like, yeah, go for it.
But I mean, it is.
Why did you just say yes?
It is the same as a strip club, except you're getting something done that benefits your house.
And at the strip club, you're drunk.
Right. Here you're sober.
Well, she said she doesn't care. You could smoke a blonde, you could drink. She doesn't care.
Yeah, you're proud. Yeah.
You got to get comfortable if you're going to be a creep for an hour and a half.
By the way, I'm just envisioning girls with neck tattoos probably like are going to show up.
Well, that's not something you can get every day.
That is
true. You
just
walk around with your blunt and just keep ashing on the ground. What about that right there? What about that right there?
Missed a spot. Oh, you missed a spot.
Why? Who cares if she has a neck tattoo?
Well, I'm not saying I care. I'm just saying.
Yeah, what do you got against neck tattoos?
I mean, I'm you know.
Half of what was her name again? Caramel Vixen. Have her send you the pictures of the ladies.
And there's a naked lady cleaning your house and you staring at her neck.
The neck tattoo would be a bit distracting.
This isn't for you. I think after 15 minutes, you would feel weird. You'd want to leave, and then she would just throw her clothes back on.
I would want her to leave as soon as, not she was done, but as soon as I was done.
Is it safe to be nude around all those chemicals?
Yes, probably. Just, you know, you don't want them coming in contact with your wiener. Hello, Drew Garabo Live.
Hi, yes.
Hi.
I would love someone else to clean my house, and if she's naked and my husband's home, that would be totally okay with me.
It's okay.
Because you don't have time to clean. You're out there busting your butt all day, and when you get home, you want a clean place.
Exactly.
Huh. So you would be okay.
Totally okay.
You'd be okay with your husband at home alone with a naked cleaning lady.
Totally okay.
What if you came home and you found him with his hand down the front of his pants while this was happening?
Still totally okay.
Love your free-spirited lifestyle. 727-579-1025. Nicole, okay or not okay for your man to have a naked cleaning lady over?
Hey, Drew.
Hi.
I actually have a girlfriend, but I would totally be okay with it. I'd probably buy it for her as a gift.
Oh, I should have asked that if they would do it for a woman.
Oh, they don't care.
Yeah, they just care that the check clears. They probably don't care if it's a man or a woman.
They'd probably prefer it's a woman.
Yeah, a little less creepy, right?
No, women are just...
They are actually pretty creepy. Thank you, though, young lady.
We can be.
Appreciate the self-awareness. Josh, what's up?
Yeah, what's up? Hey, true story, my wife and I actually used a... naked, you know, nude service maid. And the reason why is every single Valentine's Day, I would always think it would be nice, like, all right, I need to get my wife, you know, a maid to come clean our house. So we went through Molly Maid, Mary Maid, all this, and they did a terrible job.
Oh.
So like 3-4 years go by, and I'm straight up out of options. And I'm like, bro, there's no more maids left that do a good job. So I was joking with my wife, like, what if we got one of those nude maid services? Ha, ha, ha. And my wife was like, yo, I don't care if she cleans underneath the couch and behind the floorboards and all that. She's like, I don't care if she's nude or not. But she was obviously joking, so I went ahead and did it anyways. She actually did a killer job, so we invited her back like every month after that. But we're like, yo, you don't need to get nude and make it all weird. But she actually did a really good job.
Wait, did you watch her when she did it the first time?
No, I did it because I love my wife to death, but I was just like, look, this is really awkward for me, and we just want like a solid maid service that's going to clean our freaking house. So he was just like, I don't care, whatever. And then she ended up doing a solid job.
So wait, so you left? You're like, I'm going to trust you to get naked, and then you left the place?
Yeah.
Oh, that's an interesting way to go. I imagine that doesn't happen for them very often, but thank you very much.
Some people want a clean house more than they want to see a naked woman.
Right. I would like both. There's room in my heart for both. Natasha, hello. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
Awesome. Thank you. Would you be okay or not okay with your man having a naked lady clean the house while you're not there?
Definitely not okay.
It's not okay.
But he's not touching her, allegedly.
Well, I already clean the house naked, so he doesn't need someone else to do it.
Yeah, but you know, when you drive a Ferrari every day, every once in a while, it's nice to drive a Lamborghini. Am I right?
No. Oh,
guess you should be happy with the Ferrari. Sorry. Guys always wanting more, getting greedy. So you have cleaned the house naked before?
I usually do it. I'm kind of like always naked around the house. I'm like, wait a minute.
What a life you're living.
Sometimes.
What's the most difficult part about cleaning the house naked? Is it getting in all those crevices?
Oh my gosh.
Thank you.
I don't know. It's just kind of like, after a while, you notice you're naked and you're kind of just like, I've been walking around the house totally comfortable and I have no clothes on and the house is really clean. I guess it's time to get dressed.
All right. That sounds very difficult. Thank you very much. Danielle, okay or not okay for your man to get a naked house cleaning while you're not there?
Absolutely. It's okay. And where can I get their number?
Well,
I just want to come home to a clean house.
See, I thought there would be ladies out there who cleanliness uber alles. KVNudeCleaning.com is our good friend Chaotic Vaughn's nude cleaning site. And you wouldn't care. You're like, look, you get naked, you flog your dolphin while she's cleaning the place. As long as I come home to a clean house, I couldn't care less what you're doing.
I couldn't care less. He's watching porn when I'm not home anyway. My house might as well be clean while he's doing it.
What a liberating attitude you have. What one part of cleaning do you hate above all others?
Mopping
the floor. Is it because you gotta get the solution just right, and then you gotta wring the mop out and all that stuff?
Gotta sweep first.
Sweep first.
Sweep, yes.
What about a Swiffer?
Sounds sexual.
She can use whatever she wants while she's there. I don't care.
How about if I will mop your house nude for you? How about that?
Okay.
There we go. Perfect.
Oh, nobody wants to see that. There would be a market for dudes being nude cleaning the house.
Oh, you'd be surprised.
Oh, yeah. Well, nude dude cleaning.
Well, women are clearly so desperate to have the house clean. I guess they don't care if it's, you know.
They hate cleaning so much.
Yeah.
Let a naked woman come in the house.
I was like, hey, I had six ISIS guys clean the house today. Oh, great. Cool.
Allahu Akbar. These dishes are clean. All right. When we come back, there is disheartening news about the fastest rising baby name in the United States of America. If you think we're in bad shape now politically and all that, just wait until you hear what and who people are naming their children afterwards. You will lose faith in humanity and hopefully have a few laughs next on Drew Garabo Live. Let me tell you about Bone Bowling Night, though, because we're coming back to Pin Chasers tomorrow. It ramps back up again tomorrow night, Bone Bowling Night. I'll be at the Pin Chasers, back at the Pin Chasers on Armenia in Midtown, ready to hang out with you. $10.99, you get unlimited bowling from 9 until close, plus $1 Yingling. Make sure you pick up a Bone Bowling Night card, and after you bowl 10 games, they will give you a free bowling ball. All three Bay Area locations, go to pinchasers.net for more details. We're bringing all our bowling friends, and we're bowling once again at Pin Chasers tomorrow night. New menu at the 10 Pin Grill, fresh salads, pizzas, homemade burgers. They do late night specials every single day. Coming up Memorial Day, you get a free game of bowling with one or more paid games of bowling on Memorial Day. That is Monday, May 29th. Come on out tomorrow night and hang out with me. We'll have tons of bone stuff for you at the Pin Chasers in Midtown on Armenia as we restart Bone Bowling Night. I'm looking forward to seeing you at Pin Chasers tomorrow night after the show.
It's Drew Garabo Live on 102.5 The Bone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.